Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking heat stress with veterinarian Dr. A.J. Tarpoff in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear: Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Here in the middle of the dog days of summer, heat stress can really be a problem for our cattle producers. Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, Extension Veterinarian, says there's multiple factors that can add up and really make heat stress very, very dangerous.
Temperature, humidity. Humidity is a big factor with heat stress. And on top of humidity is wind currents. You know, if we have decreased airflow, the humidity and the temperature is almost tenfold above what it could be without the wind blowing through, dissipating the heat. The sun's radiation, direct sunlight, is drastic on increasing the temperature and the heat stress of these animals. But one of the seldom talked about and one of the most important is actually the cumulative heat load. And what that means is when we have multiple days of heat stress events, these animals never dissipate all the heat from the day before.
Dr. Tarpoff says when we get multiple days, upper 90s, low 100s, never really cools off very much at night, that's when we really can see the compounding impacts of heat stress. What's a rancher need to be looking for, Dr. Tarpoff?
Well, the biggest things to watch out for, watch your weather reports. Keeping an eye on tracking temperature and humidity levels to see when there could be signs of heat stress or a heat stress incident. Now, on the particular animals, they show several different signs. Most notably, they start panting. They're breathing heavy. They're straining. They're panting like a dog. They decrease the amount of heat by panting and by breathing like that. As it goes further into the process, they begin to slobber. They begin to congregate under shade areas above water troughs. You may see some of your animals trying to get in the water troughs. Okay. All these are symptoms of a heat stress incident.
Now, on the Oklahoma side of our KGGF listening territory, we have the Oklahoma Mesonet that has the Cattle Comfort Index, and it was showing, for example, for today, heat index is well into the hundreds, 109, 110, pretty common, and we're solidly in danger territory. According to Dr. Tarpoff, the thing that you need to start with to try to mitigate some of the problems with heat stress, H2O.
Water is the most important dealing with heat stress. During a heat stress incident, these animals' water demands for the body can actually increase by 50%. This means every animal in that herd may require upwards to 20 or more gallons of water per head per day. That's a large amount of water to be able to get into these animals. Literature kind of shows between 2 to 3 inches of linear trough space per animal within a pasture or a pen. The higher quality of water, the more pure, the more clear, the cooler the water, the more that they will consume. And thinking about temperature, depending on how you have your water set up, if you have above ground pipes going to your water bowls, just being out in the sunlight can increase the temperature of that water. The higher the temperature of the water, the larger the quantity that those animals need to consume to maintain adequate heat dissipation within their bodies. And we can do things to keep the water temperature a little bit lower. If your pipes are above ground, we can either provide shade to the water pipes going to the bowl, and that could be simple as letting the grass grow above the pipes so they're protected from the sunlight.
Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.